Our next story involves semi-trailer trucks, prancing horses, and peacock feathers in Pakistan. I know, sounds crazy, but we've got a slot on Tuesdays for just this kind of story. We call it our sideways glance, and crazy is kind of its middle name. Let's take a ride with the world's Sonia Narang.
It's my first trip to Pakistan, and every time I see a giant truck rumble past me, I just have to take a picture. These aren't your ordinary semis. Each truck is a work of art. Most are flamboyant, covered top to bottom in vivid images of landscapes and birds of all kinds. I see no shortage of peacocks. These trucks are definitely hard to miss. That's the sound of bells hanging off the rear bumpers. Just about all Pakistani trucks have them. I'm on a mission to find a truck driver who will spare a few minutes to talk. While driving around Rawalpindi, I spot a large truck parked in front of a small, muddy shopping center. I approach one of the drivers on his short tea break. The driver's name is Shakil Khan. He's been driving trucks for 20 years. He agrees to talk to me, but he's really surprised when I hop into the passenger seat of the truck with all my gear. The worn seats are ripped and covered in dust, but he's jazzed up the dashboard with giant bouquets of fabric flowers. Beads and a pretty lantern cover hang from the rearview mirror. This really puts Fuzzy Dice to shame.
We've made this truck like our own home. We've decorated it because we only get to go home one day after every 2 months.
It can take 5 to 6 people up to a month to fully decorate a truck. Khan and his two fellow drivers say they spent $5,000 outfitting their truck. That's a huge investment. These guys only make about $30 a month.
Without a beautiful truck, we won't even drive it. After putting all the decorations on, then we'll drive it. The way people wear nice clothes, that's how we decorate our trucks. It's so people notice our truck.
I asked him, what do you get out of this?
We get love. Other than love from the people, there's nothing else.
Khan also wrote the poetry that's on the front and back of the vehicle. I asked him what it says. He says this translates as, don't make friends with rich people because you can't trust them.
There's lots of poetry verses all over the truck. We drive around everywhere and people notice it.
I ask, do people say anything to you?
Of course. They say you've done good work. It gives us respect.
Soon, his co-driver beckons to him. He says they've got to get back on the road. They have a long drive ahead. They pull out of the truck stop and take off. A couple days later, I visit some artists who create these ornate truck designs. Inside these shops, kids cut out stickers for wheels, bumpers, and side view mirrors. Near the front, shopkeepers and drivers are making deals. I meet shop owner Muhammad Nadeem, a third-generation truck art designer. He says there are lots of people involved in decorating one truck.
We get a steel sheet and we cut it to make designs like peacocks, tigers, and fish. After that, we cover it with colorful stickers. Everything is made by hand.
I asked him, why do drivers want beautiful trucks?
They feel really happy and proud showing their trucks. They say to their friends, look, I just got this new truck decorated. I made it look very nice. All the drivers want their trucks to look better than the others. That is what they strive for.
Then Nadeem goes back to work, carefully applying small bright green stickers to a multicolored design. For the world, this is Sonia Narang, Rawalpindi.
While Sonia was in Pakistan, I was following her Instagram feed, and I can vouch for just how amazing her photos are. Every inch of these trucks is richly decorated, and you can see Sonia's slideshow of Pakistani truck art at PRI.org.